State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. We are here, special guest with us today by the name of Kodak Black. Kodak, what's up, my brother?
Yeah.
Now you preparing to drop probably the biggest album of the year. How you feeling about that?
Sure. Great, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody needs some new react.
For sure. Yep, that's what it is. That's what it is, man. So now definitely salute to you. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to salute you first off. You know, you done posted us a couple of times saluting us on Big Facts, you know what I'm saying? So we appreciate the support. We taking it that you done caught a few episodes at least. You know what I'm saying? So salute to you on that. So what was the process of this whole, making this album? Like, did you do anything different going into this shit than you do for your prior albums and your prior music?
Somewhat, nah. But, you know, nigga just had tapped in. Like, I already got, like, a whole lot of songs and shit. But, you know, that I could never come up with my album till I figured out, like, what message I want to put out there, what the album title, like I'm gonna call it, like, man, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, my shit, I could have dropped my album like, last year. It was just about, like, you know, waiting on that right time, that right moment, and shit. I was like, you know, it's gonna hit me, you know what I'm saying? So then just one night I was in the studio, and I was like, bad for everything. Right. You know what I'm saying? That shit just came. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's the album title. And then I wrote like the music and track listing around the album title and shit like that. Like, okay, this sound like Back for Everything type of shit. You hear me? And then I made a song called Back for Everything the same night. Shit like that, just by everybody like trying to count me out all of a sudden last year. I was like, damn, what the fuck? Every time I come home, I just get my throne back. You know what I'm saying? What's the difference this shit last year? You know what I'm saying? Trump free the real gangster. It's like everybody supposed to salute that. My niggas trying to act like something wrong with that. You hear me? Like, oh, something, you know what I'm saying? Then I got these pussy niggas, like, you know what I'm saying, playing with my talk, playing with my name and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of shit I ain't appreciated. Then I was feeling underappreciated by the industry, by the game. People trying to say a nigga fell out. I don't know how they felt like that. So, like, I had to really, like, get back in that bag, get back in that mood, you hear me? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And I knew I was going to catch fire type shit. I just ain't know what song it was going to be.
Mm. At what point when you was down, did you know that it was a possibility that Trump could pardon you and let you out? That's like the lawyers was telling you that during that time? Like, at what point did you realize it could be a reality?
Trump just fucked with me. Like, I fucked with Trump not doing nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, the lawyer like a vessel through, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, boom, boom, like a vessel, I'm saying, like, speak for me. And God gonna speak through you for me. You know what I mean? I'm saying, like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm that boy. Like, you gotta see, still gotta look through, like, see if you like a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you go through, read through my shit. I was in prison about some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I like some bullshit, you hear me? And then, like, they sent the nigga to, like, the versus penitentiary and the whole federal. If you've been to BOP, if you've been to federal prison, you know, they sent in the reverse maximum prison. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, oh, man, they ain't have to send me there. You hear me? I'm saying, everybody, like, over that bitch sending and shit, they like, damn, man, like, they sent you here, like, this, all the other rappers, I'm, they sent them nigga to drop out, y'all, check in, y'all, it's like medium prisons, low prisons, homie. Mm-hmm. They sent a little nigga, homie, and a motherfucking bitch sending it, bro. I'm saying, out of pet of pistol charge, you hear me? So it was like, man, they really over-sentenced me, homie, you know, and that shit crazy. So it was like, you had to free me, Trump had to come through and do that. I'm saying, then it's like, shit, I'm from the highest. Trump stay down here. Ain't Gemini gang shit. We think of like, you know what I mean? So I was saluting that boy. Free. I was saluting that boy before he freed me and shit. So it was like, then he freed me. Like, hey, yeah, double salute, fam.
So I know while you were incarcerated, you went through a lot with the different like law enforcement officers like doing dirty shit to you and, you know, a lot of unfair treatment. How did you maintain and kind of get past that while you were in there?
I was really lying though. None of that shit ain't happened. I lied so I could come home.
Hey, what you think you bring to the game and no other rapper, no other artist ever brought to the game?
Man. I'm real, I ain't gonna say I'm the only like one with some versatility, but like I'm real versatile, you hear me? That's like shit. Hey, well, you got a few people out the projects for real, so I can't say that Project Baby style. You got a few street and shit who really putting up numbers, who doing their thing and stuff. But I guess it's just that ability to like to really like come back from everything for everything, like with all every time like I feel I took a fall, I got back up, you know what I'm saying, and shit like got right back to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of dudes can't do that. You know what I'm saying? We seen it time and time again and stuff like that. Then you know, just by y'all watching me, cause like I damn grew up in this shit since a young nigga, and it's like, I only got no choice but to watch it, but to see it, but to be a witness to it, you know what I'm saying? nigga been through some shit, like, you know what I'm saying, a few beers, cause this shit, and every time I came on, just like, shit, I got right back to it. You know, I got right back to it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think that though, like, that ability to get back up and keep going.
When Bobby Fiske was here, we asked him about who the GOAT of Florida was. Didn't he say Kodak?
He said Kodak.
He
said Kodak and Rod Wave. He said it's a tie. He said Kodak and Rod Wave. Y'all tied for the GOAT of Florida. How you feel about that? You think you the GOAT?
I still Rod Wave is quick, but it ain't, like I'm that boy. Like Rod Wave cool though. Mm-hmm. But it's like I hands down. Like I'm doing this shit. I'm running this shit in all every aspect. I'm really out here what I do. All day spit this shit. Everything about me screams Florida. You know what I'm saying? Everything about me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hold this shit now. And I'm still here. Like, in Broward, you hear me? I ain't never went nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not sure. So it's like, you got to give me that. Ain't no comparison to nobody. You know what I'm saying?
So you'll never move out your state ever?
I ain't going nowhere.
So take us back to what it was like growing up in Pompano.
That shit. I'm from Pompano, I pop a hole, you hear? Shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't say the same, but you know shit, same like Atlanta, tight time. Like, you know shit, you hear me? Like, you know, we down south, we that there, the south for real, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna say, like, you know what I'm saying, through all the south worldwide, you know? Texas, Georgia, got North Carolina, South Carolina, Arkansas, right now, Mississippi. I'm saying Florida, all this shit. Same shit, different, like, different toilet type time, like, you know, different slang, little piece and shit, but all of the same, for, like, same shit. Yeah.
Right. So in 2009, you joined a group called Brutal Youngins. How was that for you being in a group? And was that experience something that made you think, like, I either want to stay in the group or I want to go ahead and do my own thing solo.
You see, the young as like Wiley with my big cousin, I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I was like fourth, fifth grade, leading, and they got me in a club. Yeah, young, wide open. I'm saying, I wore like that, like pay extra money for me to get in the club. Like, yeah, get me in the club. Or sometimes right. I say, police by the door. I said, police be like, oh, hell no. Nah. Like, ain't no way Jake getting in the club. Like, no way. I'm saying shit like that. He got to go home, take him home. Sometimes he wanted to sit in the car with me. Sometimes they'll take me home. Stuff like that. So it was like a lot of little stuff that I was seeing young. And it was like, you know, it molded me to who I am today. You know what I'm saying? With Bruni Youngins. At first, it was this dude in Tokyo and stuff. Like, I said, we were recording in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
All of us. And first, we started up recording in the trap and stuff like that. We set up a little makeshift studio.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, then we started going to the studio, like, across the street. And the dude, he was, like, really, like, fucking with us and shit. And, you know, started selling us dreams and shit like that. And, you know, at first I'm rapping, like, you know, gutter. And then Tokyo had got us on some stuff, like, tried to go pop a little bit. That's what got me, like, versatile like that, too.
Because yeah.
Tokyo was like, man, you know what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody coming out their project, like, that's going to be their first avenue. Try to rap, like, you know, some street junk. You know what I'm saying? So we're like, man, you know, take us and try to grab us, like, get on some little pop stuff, commercial way, and stuff like that. So nigga learned how to do all that, learned how to switch it up, learned how to do with my voice, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, learn how to make your hooks, like, you know what I'm saying, on that other tight timer. And the gang always got rapped by shooting and selling drugs and all the crazy shit. You know?
Yeah.
So after that, you know, Tokyo couldn't really stand up the way he was saying. And you know, we still got everyday life that we dealing with. I was the youngest out of everybody, so it was like this all I wanted. I was like, really, like, hungry for this stuff. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, right. Like, my big cousin, and I'm not saying, them boy, they really out here, stuff like that. They kept shoes on my feet. And I'm saying, them boy, kept me fly, kept me, like, refreshing dude in the school eyes and stuff like that. So I was like, you know, they kind of, like, gave up on it, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, dang, like, I thought we were in the blue, you know what I'm saying? I thought we were in the blue and stuff like that. And, you know, so they giving up on it. I'm like, I kept going, you know what I mean?
Right.
And stuff like that. And I caught fire.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises? Or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Somebody else from down your way, man. Y'all be saluting each other. It's Lamar Jackson. You know what I'm saying? I know he from your town. What you think that boy got to do to get in that Super Bowl or win on one?
I be hiding that Lamar. Like, man, you know what? Like, we voters, bro. Play your game, y'all. You play your game. Fuck the coach. Fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, play your game, bro. You know what I'm saying? That shit. Play your game. That's your team. That's you, LJ. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel like bitch running that shit to the bus stop, man, that bitch. Yeah, man. I'm saying shit like that. You throw that bitch when you feel like it. I'm saying fuck that shit. Play your game. Yeah, man. Ain't no, oh no, nah, pass it to that receiver. Oh no, nah, do this play. Man, run your plays, homie. And bitch, run your plays how you want to run your plays. Run when you want to run, homie. Throw it when you feel like throwing it. Same way, same shit that was getting you through Little League, in high school, in college. Yeah, man. Right. Like, shit apply, but he gonna get to on and stuff like that. I do want to see like a black quarterback like really like winning the Super Bowl and like getting the rings, stacking the rings like Brady them. I'm saying we always see like I'm going at it. I'm saying like a quarterback or this quarterback like a Joe Burrow or Matt Stafford going at it, a Tom Brady versus what you call it. I want to see LJ at that good.
What you think about AB joining the boys, Antonio Brown? What you think about that?
Yeah, I was been screaming at, you know what I'm saying? Like, AB finna go. I thought he was finna go there before he went to the Bucks and stuff like that. But I believe that's his last bet. That's his last strike. That's the last little chance of playing the Ravens because his cousin Hollywood Brown and stuff.
Yeah, his cousin, yeah, you're right.
No, yeah. We ain't gonna play with AB about Lamar. We ain't gonna play all that fuck Tom Brady shit. We ain't gonna play with AB about saying fuck the LJ.
Right.
Hey, if you could write one rule for hip hop, what would be your top rule?
A top rule?
Yeah, like if you can like change something in hip hop.
Even though it's like street dudes in it, like. This ain't the streets, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody here. We ain't signing up like, oh, gang. Like, okay, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I did a song with you now. What you call it? I see that. You hear me? Like, that's why I was there. Like, this ain't the streets, bro. Stop thinking like New Rock dudes. Just like, I'm saying, like, gang and shit. Whatever.
Nah, for real.
So in 2013, when you dropped your debut project, Project Baby, how did that change things for you? Like, meaning, did that make you, like, really understand that this shit is really official and it's something that can happen?
Yeah. When I dropped that Project Baby, got my first mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
My first mixtape, like, by myself. You know, what you call them? Like, we were still passing out CDs in. That's why I be saying, like, okay, I'm a young nigga still. But it's like, I be seeing, like, a lot of, like, the other young dudes, they ungrateful with this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, they ungrateful because it's like, you know, with Instagram, like, Instagram is really just not, like catching fire for real. You hear me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, at first, it was like, you really got to hit that ground, man. And, like, hit the ground with your stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, passing out CDs. We on people. School campus, you know what I'm saying? We just out there, you know what I'm saying? Passing out CDs. We got to print out CDs. We got to, like, put the money into the stuff. We got to really, like, grind and stuff, right. Like, make people feel your presence. So that really what that was, you know what I'm saying? When we dropped, when I dropped that Project Baby, you know what I'm saying? Me and all my dogs and stuff, you know, we got a presence that is, like, you just got to fuck with it. Like, nah, like, you know, niggas, you know what I'm saying? They know me. You know what I'm a little nigga walking up to people like, man, yeah, get one here, stay, da 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 da. So people like, man, you know what? I'm like, listen, this shit. I just fuck with shit. This shit gotta be behind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, I be seeing that, like, a lot because I like with, like, previous like audiences, like appointment me and stuff like that, they be feeling like out the gate, oh, I need 10 bands for a show. Out the gate, they need 5 racks for this, that, 20 bands for a feature, stuff like that. I'm like, man, what the hell? Like, these people ain't did nothing yet. I'm saying, like, back then, you know what I'm saying, like, bitch, like my wave coming up, you hear me? It's like, bitch, yeah, you'll be lucky you get you 500 for a show.
Yeah.
They get you some bottles. They get your ass some bottles or some shit. The internet though, the internet got them turn your ass up fast.
Them views and them likes.
Yeah, that shit turn your ass up fast, yeah, dog.
These shit, I'm like, damn, man. These people straight up, and it be like, yeah, y'all nigga blessing them like with my platform and stuff like that. Just like, man, y'all be grateful for this shit. You hear me? Cause it's like, shit, I had to come up.
Nah, for real, shit.
How I feel having a moment like Super Gremlin having the biggest record in this motherfucker, like hands down. Like how I feel going from that grind to having that. And did you know when you made that shit it was gonna be that?
I just ain't know if it, which one of them gonna be. Like if it was gonna be Killing the Rats or this here or like Zilla Jamaica, I'd be dropping that gas for real. So like it was like I was due for it, you know. And like, yeah, you know, let me get my shit back. And I'm just gonna be all gas. You're all gas and shit like that. Like, I like where I'm at right now and stuff like that. I had to wait a lot right quick. Cause you know, usually like someone I come home, God just give me my shit right back, you hear me? Mm-hmm. And shit. But right now, like, hold on, I'm gonna take you up through that right quick. And shit. Hey, y'all can always stand up, come on that shit out there, stand up, come on that shit out there, like, man, damn. I'm Super Grim, you hear me?
Mm. Hey, what's your Shout process? What's your process in the studio, though?
I just process, real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your vibe be?
I just process.
You just be in there. You make it do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, so another feel good moment.
Yeah, again, the recipe.
Right. Another feel-good moment got to be you just bought your mama a $3 million house. You said you bought all the homies Rollies, and you lost 30 on the Bengals. That ain't a feel-good moment, but it is what it is.
What that nigga PB was talking about, man? That nigga PB was
You
talking
said who?
PB. PB. What PB was talking about last time he was at it.
Oh, you said Pee-wee?
Baby Jade.
Pee-wee, about what particularly? Wait.
What happened?
Well, Pee-wee was talking about that time he was out there. He was saying how he loved me and shit.
Oh, Pee-wee saluted him? That was the 100 episode, right?
Yeah.
They ain't did no music together?
Nah, me and Pee-wee, you never did nothing.
That'd be hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that shit together.
Hey, but now what fan of them and shit like that? Family, you know, it's just like, you know, I can't act like I ain't got no money and stuff like that. So, you know, I bust down. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Shit like that. My dogs, you know, they gonna ride for me. So, like, you know, so I ride for them.
Yeah. $3 million on the house, that ain't bad. For moms, that gotta feel good.
Most of the every time I get some more money, I'm just buy a big house. Like,
Nah, for real.
That's real nigga shit.
Most of them. All right.
So you got a lot of shit under your belt, bro. Like you got the plaques, you know what I'm saying? You get money, your name is there. What's some other shit you feel like you gotta accomplish? Cause I know you ain't done yet.
Yeah, no, far from it. I mean, shit. I don't wanna buy my hood, bro. But it's like my shit, like I think it's owned by like little men and all that shit. So they probably ain't gonna even let it do that. Like it's like through housing or some shit. Like I don't know. But I don't wanna do that.
Most definitely.
So I probably gonna have to get in there like politically, like you know what I'm saying? Cause they just tore down the basketball court. They're like the basketball goals, took all the rims off and shit like that. So I was like, come on, but y'all trying to fuck people up like that. You know what I'm saying?
They might not let you buy it as an individual entity, but if you start a company, you can probably get it like that, like as a corporation.
I might just, y'all, but let one of these white folks, like, go on, go get go buy it for me. I'm saying, I said I'd bid to him for $1.
Yeah. So going back to when you were in prison, I read that you started identifying as a Hebrew Israelite as your religion. And I wanted to ask you about that because most Haitians typically practice Roman Catholicism or voodoo. So what was it that intrigued you about that particular religion that made you want to switch over?
A lot of knowledge, like real time. And you know, your heart know the truth and stuff like that. I'll read up on Sunnah too, like Muslim Sunnah. And it's love. I like the literature too. Like, it's good stuff, you know? It's good stuff in there too.
Okay.
What type of shit Kodak Black be on when you just get your own time? Like, if you ain't got to be in the lab, or, you know what I'm saying, shows and all that shit, just on your own time.
I'm just zooling on the iPad. I be training my son too and stuff like that. Like, training with him. You know, he play football and stuff. I be training with him and stuff like that, running, working out with him.
What's your relationship with, you was talking about Instagram a little earlier, social media. What's your relationship with it? Like, is it love, hate? Obviously, it's good for you, but it'd be a lot of bullshit on there too. What's your relationship with it?
I know how to work around that, Ben. I know how to troll right with a troll too. I understood the science of that shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So you think everybody got a little troll in them?
Yeah.
What's next with Kodak? You doing in the movie, bro?
Man, I need tough. I'm trying to be the Black Spider-Man.
You said Black Spider-Man?
Yeah, man. Spider saves in Dell.
You going to do your own stunts?
I could save Zendaya.
Kodak Black, big facts.
Yo.
And then I was reading somewhere else that in February of last year, you offered to cover the future tuition expenses of two slain FBI officers' children. What kind of made you want to get in that space to be able to help them out like that?
You know, just like to do good, bro. I just like to give back. I'm saying help people. I'm saying, you know, like, you know, be like with no officers, like just cause they officers are like, you know what, like I show love and give a helping hand. If I see like a gruesome story, like a little tragedy, I'm like, you know what, let me help out. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of little stuff. I'd be like, maybe I saw this for a reason. Or maybe I heard this for a reason. You know what I'm saying? It's like, then it's like, even like little bases on the side of the street, I just can't pass by them and they begging. You know what I'm saying? Man, I got it. You hear me? Like, this sure. Shit. And then it's like, you know, it be sometimes like when it be like good cops will look out for me. You hear me? Right. Shit. Let me come through for them. And sadly, you know.
So I know you're very active, like with the philanthropy or whatever. But do you just, like, how do you pick and choose? Like, do you just kind of go with shit how it goes or how it comes up? Or do you, like, make plans for things that you want to look out for in the future?
Like, I got, like, a lot of big things I finna do for Haiti. I ain't from Haiti, but my family from Haiti. You hear me?
Your like, mom is Haitian, right?
Yeah, my step. And it's like, I don't need nobody to help me. I don't need to start no GoFundMe and all that crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? but I'm what you call it? And Jason Derulo say he finna link up with my team up and we finna do something for hate and stuff. I got all the plans and stuff like that. You know, on the brains.
Okay.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So this Big Facts, man, we always want the facts, and we like for people to tell their own truthful story. So everything that went down with the shooting, because, you know, the internet will make up their own shit. What's the true story behind that?
Man, it's just, you know, some like one-handed type shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga latched on some shit. You know, a nigga got a bunch of call out. That's what a nigga get thinking, like, they could beat up on people for kids, bro. Man, nobody fighting no more.
Yeah, because it was people that were trying to, like, make it seem like
fuck no.
that particular situation happened because of the Lord London shit.
Try to do something else, man. Don't try to get credit off that shit. That's pussy. That's pussy, man. See me for real. Like, hell, man. And if anything, like, come on, nigga, latch for real, man.
What's up with Yat Real?
Yat Real NFT, ain't it? Everybody join the Discord and stuff like that. Everybody join the Discord. I appreciate you asking me that. Yeah, Yat Real.
How you get into that?
You know, join the Discord on my Instagram bio, on my Twitter bio. Fuck me, man. That's what I'm gonna really be fucking with, that NFT junk, NFT. I'm gonna like, I probably fuck around, play unreleased music, go to my, you know what I'm saying, I'm have a listening session on that bit. I'm gonna be dropping all kind of stuff. I'm gonna really like grow into that bit. I'm trying to hit off that bit, get my mama a whole M off that bit, get my brother an M off that bit. I'm just gonna be having like M's. You get an M.
Like, also, I appreciate
it. For real. How you get into the NFT though, from the beginning?
Man, you know, shit, it's a lot of money over there, so shit. I'm on in. Yeah, man, these people talking about that, man. Yeah.
So I know when Wiz died back, like, towards the end of last year or whatever, you made some comments like, you know, life is too short. We need to put some shit to the side. Regarding the Jack Boy situation. So my question to you is, we don't have to go into detail about what caused it and all that shit, but do you ever think that there will be an amicable resolution to that?
Ain't no telling, you heard me? Ain't no telling, you know? Ain't no telling. Never know.
You still love that, though?
Yeah, you know, I love that little nigga, man. I wouldn't have never, like, gave a nigga the opportunity to shine with a nigga. Shine with me. I would have never opened my platform up to you if it wasn't no love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I open up my platform. I feed my people. This is my talent. This is my career. This is my shine. God gave me this shit. I ain't got to do nothing. I ain't have to do nothing. I ain't have to help nobody. None of that shit. I could have kept a nigga just a nigga that I know. You heard me? So, you know, I gave a nigga all the game and all that tight time. And like, you know what I'm saying? All that, you heard me? Because it was love, genuine love. That's why, that's why it hurt. You understand? You could tell by the difference of it. It's like, I'm moving like, damn, this shit fucked up. Like, I'm fucked up by this shit. And contrary, on the other hand, nigga moving like, I don't give a fuck. Nigga can't say nothing that I did. I ain't did nothing here, man. And I'm a real gangster, so it's like, man, I really playing with it, you know. But it's like, it just what it is, you hear me? Because it's like, you know, God see this shit. God see this shit. He gonna fail with bless a nigga like, man, that fuck nigga playing with you too, little bro. You hear me? Because they were playing with God, them. They were playing with Jesus, you hear me? So like, man, yeah, I understand, bro. So you bless a nigga tenfold. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Nah, for real.
What you say to somebody out there in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, really in the street element that's trying to transition into the music. What kind of game of motivation would you get them?
You gotta just get this shit your all, you heard me? Yeah, you gotta just get this shit your all, dude.
Because there are some people that try to be one foot in, one foot out. So what you're saying is you gotta be all the way in the music.
Yeah, you gotta be all the way, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's a transition. Like, you can't just break up more and be like, what you call it? Because, you know, people really be having, like, power highs plays on their phones. You hear me? Like, people be really, like, having, like, this. You know what I'm saying? People really be having, like, little shit going. You hear me? So it be like, you know, they got to make that transition. Like, who I'm going to trust with my phone? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who? You know what I'm saying? Just a little circle of stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a transition. You ain't going to wake up tomorrow and be like, you know what I'm saying? Forget everything and shit. You know?
So you just recently had a gender reveal, and I wanted to ask you about this because when people typically have gender reveals, like, they pop balloons or, you know, they might like shoot some shit out of one of those little things, but you burned out tires. What made you think about that? And how did you come up with that?
Really, my brother Psycho Ball, it was like, man, you know, you should have Hellcats, track all the demons, everything got up. And I'm saying, like, burning out. So we had Hellcats, track all the demons, and I'm saying, Sherry's, don'ts, you know, dirt bikes. Yeah, we had all that track out there. Then we had, like, all the other stuff. We had, like, a studio booth. Mm-hmm. Made out there, like, a studio booth before it's such a face of boy. And then a beauty bar, like what a girl do with makeup and all that crazy stuff.
That's hard.
For the girl.
That's hard.
So, like, that bill of fire was beautiful out there.
That's hard. That's what's
up. I'm trying to go back in that loud right now.
Hey, when was that moment that you got real serious about, like, I got to do this shit, I'm chosen?
Yeah, so I was in the middle of plays and stuff like that. The shot clears hit me up. You heard me? I was like, damn, this shit getting for real, you hear me? Like, and so when he hit me, he like, you want to work with me and all this stuff? I was like, man, you know what? It's my last play. And, you know, sometimes they be like, man, with them last plays and stuff like that, be the last play for real. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
So I was like, shit. So, and I went in, but I got booked 21 counts. You know, credit card fraud. Then when I was in that bed, you know what I mean? What you call it? Like, a jit came through. It was like, you know, at first, nobody didn't know me. You know what I'm saying? One day was on some shit like, I think I already had it. Did I have a song with Rich the Kid then? Because he had remixed my song. He had remixed Fourth Quarter with Cole in him. And he did the shit with Amigos and stuff like that. So nigga on some shit like, now they're going on. Like, he's took the beat. And he got like, man, you know, on some dope shit. I'm gonna fuck around, put you on the song and all that. And that shit was on some shit like, oh yeah, I know you from that. But anyway, boom. I was in there sitting. I already dropped No flocking was catching fire. And then the CEO had me hold the phone and stuff in that bed. So he showed me the video Kevin Gates, Gaza. Kevin Gates was like, help the kid, Kodak Blacksmith and Broccoli. I'm like, okay, so bitch, I know what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and then, bitch, when I came home from VA, from Virginia, bitch, I'm like, straight that Lemon Records, you hear me? Like, I don't know, on that I Wish I said fresh out of Juve, I got me a deal. Fresh out of Juvenile, bitch.
Nah, for real.
What's the ones on the album you most excited about? Like the ones that you feel like just gonna go crazy?
Shit. Hey, you saying boo. You saying boo and go dumb. You hear me? You saying boo. I ain't playing them all, guys. Like, no punches hell. You hear me? They're straight missiles. Like, hitting their head across the head. Every time you think you heard a good song, bam, hitting your head across the shit. Another
So I know you got the merch going crazy, but outside of the merch, what other business ventures do you have, or like what other kind of shit are you into as far as generating revenue?
As far as like some other shit, okay, I got the two clothing lines and shit, Stiping and Apparel and Love Apparel and shit. Really, that day I do got like another account, like I'm saying, like that's like gaining interest, like I'm saying, like I have put me like a half a M in the account and it's gaining, that bit gaining like 12%, you hear me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like that, right? Like,
so are you into like real estate or anything else like that?
I ain't into real estate. Bang on, I'm finna hit off this song, I'm finna hit. The NFT winner ain't getting.
Kodak excited about the NFTs.
Yeah.
And I'm getting in the truck business, you hear me? And my goal, my vision is I'm going to get me 18 wheel of trucks and park all 18 of them holes on 1800 block, you hear me? 1800
block. You be messing with the Bitcoin too, right?
Nah, Drake something with a quarter M off that bit. That's my only, that was my introduction to Bitcoin. That's fine.
Hell yeah.
He sent it for a show or he just sent it like here, like.
He just sent that over here. Right, shit. He was like a little yak pack.
This something I want to ask you too, man. You fuck with astrology at all? Like, you know you're a Gemini. So do you fuck with or follow that at all?
No, I just know I'm like, I'm aligned. You hear me?
Okay. Like, do you think Gemini is misunderstood? I'm just asking you because you a Gemini. Bank is here. You know, you got Ye, Trump, and sometimes.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar Gemini. So.
Kendrick Lamar. Pac was. Why you think that is?
I don't know, bro. But I feel like we everything, like we like the middle of the year, we the middle of the year, so we got everything. We got January solstice, we got December solstice, we like just everything. We like best people on earth.
Big fact.
So do you cook?
Goulash.
Oh my god. Okay.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Goulash.
But big yak, man.
Hey Kodak.
Yak,
man.
Yeah.
We salute you, man. We appreciate it. Now you know when you get back moving and you come to the ATL, we definitely want to sit down with you. You know what I'm saying?
I should be up there for the prom, man.
Yeah, what happened with the prom? Yeah, y'all moving it. Y'all still doing it but moving it back?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And let everybody know what that's going to be about.
I ain't never been to prom before. So it's like, you know, it's a back for everything, ain't it?
Yeah.
There it is, man. We definitely going to catch up with you. Any final last words to the streets, to your fans, to everybody, Big Facts supporters, Kodak supporters?
Yeah, love, man. Y'all make sure y'all get my album Back for Everything, 225-22. I'm saying, you know, y'all zap in with Big Bank, Dumb, DT, Big Facts, Baby J, that boy, DJ Screen, you know what I'm saying? Ain't Swamp Izzo on our show, too?
That's my brother. He ain't on the show, but that's my brother, though.
Family.
Yeah, it's my fam. Oh, that's our fam.
You know, y'all stay zapped in with us. all that, you know, the real ones from the hood, for real. And Yak Real NFT, all that, you know.
For sure.
Salute to Kodak Black.
Cut those bills finna come out like August or September.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Salute to Kodak Black. Y'all make sure y'all go stream that album. www.bigfaxpod.com. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com. Let's get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.